information does the woman provide the man with? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I read about the fitness courses your business offers in a flyer. I'm interested in the weight training class. When is it held?
That one is held once a week on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in our largest room. We used to offer a second session at 7 p.m., but not many people signed up, so we decided to cancel it.
Oh, that's okay. I wasn't planning on coming in then anyway. The earlier option should work for me. So I'd like to know a bit more about the details of the session.
Would you like me to grab you an informational pamphlet? It'll explain everything you need to know.
Number 50. Why does the man visit the business? Number 51. Why was the evening class canceled? Number 52. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me. I've come to your office because I received a service request from Sarah Long.
Yes. Her desk is next to mine. Sarah, the repair person from Raymond is here to fix the water cooler.
Oh, sorry. I was just finishing up a conference call. Anyway, the cooler is right here behind my desk.
Water is leaking from the device's spout, right?
Yeah, I noticed it dripping this morning.
The spout isn't working correctly and needs to be replaced.
Okay. However, before you begin, I've got to notify the building manager that a repair is going to be made. Janice, what is Mr. Renner's extension?
It's 6849. I'll call him and tell him for you.
Great. I appreciate it.
Number 53. Who most likely is the man? Number 54. What problem does the man mention? Number 55. Why will Janice call the building manager? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Annabelle Christensen. I'm here to check in for the 5:40 p.m. flight to London. I have my passport and ticket here.
I'm sorry, you've arrived too late, Miss Christensen. Check-in for that flight closed 20 minutes ago. There won't be enough time for you to reach the gate before takeoff.
Oh no, I was worried this was going to happen, seeing as my taxi was stuck in traffic on the way here. Are there any other flights today that I can take instead?
Yes, we still have seats available on the one that leaves at 10:30 p.m. For a $100 fee, I can update your reservation and issue you another ticket.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. Why is the woman unable to board? Number 58. What does the man offer to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Nicholas. I thought you were supposed to leave for Toronto on Monday to get together with some prospective clients. Are you no longer going?
I still am, but I had to postpone my departure on short notice. Now, I'll be leaving on Friday evening and coming back next Tuesday.
Oh no, that can't be good for a first meeting. How'd your clients react? Clients usually don't like last-minute changes like that.
I explained to them that a problem arose with another advertising campaign. I told them I needed to be here to help resolve it before tomorrow's deadline. Fortunately, they said it wasn't an issue.
Number 59. What is mentioned about the man's trip? Number 60. What does the woman mean when she says,
"How'd your clients react?"
Number 61. What needs to be completed by tomorrow? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Miss Law. My name is Lance Grainer, and I am organizing a conference in April for young professionals who are just entering the field of finance. As you are an investment consultant for a respected firm, I am calling to offer you a paid speaking opportunity at the conference.
Well, I'll be unavailable in early April as I'm planning to visit one of our offices abroad during that time. However, as long as the event takes place after April 15th, I can participate.
Never mind then. It'll likely occur on April 4th, but I'll contact you if we have other speaking opportunities in the future.
Number 62. Who most likely is the woman? Number 63. What will the woman do in April? Number 64. Why does the man say,
"Never mind then"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and program.
The opening week of the restaurant was rather successful, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We exceeded our expected guest numbers, and the restaurant was fully booked last weekend.
Yeah, and many of the people who came said they were going to post about our restaurant on their social networking pages. That's great publicity.
Also, our publicist, Harold Newman, will be appearing on Morning Buzz tomorrow. That will be sure to build even more positive public attention for us.
Really? I heard that he was going to be on Mornings with Jerry.
No, he is only scheduled for one program. Our manager will appear on the show you mentioned.
Number 65. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 66. According to the woman, what happened last weekend? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which channel will Harold Newman appear on? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Ms. Barton, I'm done measuring the existing windows in your home. Now let's look at some options for new ones.
Well, I'm quite fond of these windows with awnings. Would it be possible to have those installed?
Sure. Given the size of the space, it would cost approximately $300 to purchase the windows and have them installed. That's just an estimate, of course.
Okay. I also have a coupon for 20% off for first-time customers. Will that be applicable?
I'm sorry, but that promotion isn't, It isn't valid for purchases made from our store. You'll have to visit another location.
Number 68. Where most likely is the conversation taking place? Number 69. What information does the man provide the woman with? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which location does the man most likely work in?